This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Okay, we've got movement. Alex, Ken Woods moved back into his room. We look like Justin Reid of the Adelaide Crows.
It's going to be the Alex Keith deal.
We look like that Sam Power from the Western Bulldogs, and we now see... I don't know the name of that recruiter. It's a senior recruiter for the Crows. So you would think, Kane, wouldn't you, on looking upon that, that that would be a, at least potentially, something to do with Alex Keith.
Yeah, no doubt. It looks as
given
though
that Sam Powers...
That's a positive for the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Going to happen. And, well, I think it's a positive for Adelaide as well because they weren't going to have a player that didn't want to be there go back there. His manager was categoric on that. So with 24 minutes to go, they finally got this one. Should we go to Mitch?
Yeah, we'll go to Mitch because Mitch knows the identity of that senior recruiter there for Adelaide. I don't. Mitch?
So on the left, you've got Benuk Kadithawaku from the Crows. He's alongside him, Justin Reid and Sam Power from the Dogs. The only deal that was going to be worked on between the Crows and the Dogs is Alex Keith, and looks like that one is about to drop.
There's no other possibilities around that, is it?
I don't think so.
Known now for weeks that Keith wanted to get to the Dogs, and if those three gentlemen there, two from the Crows, one from the Dogs, are sitting there in front of Ken Wood with 24 minutes remaining, I think it's okay to speculate that that's involving Alex Keith. We'll soon get confirmation of that because... if there are to be at least another dozen players to find new homes, that deal has to be wrapped up pretty
quickly. It'll be fascinating just to see what it ended up coming out as, Kane. As I said, the Bulldogs, their targets for this whole time were the bookends. And they look like they've delivered that.
Yep.
So documents now signed, exiting the Ken Wood room. Handshakes all round. And we'll get details of that when it happens. The key now will be who now queues up outside that Ken Wood room. And Mitch, as you're watching it, Mitch, and as you're receiving and making texts, the recruiter stayed in there.
Yeah, so that recruiter from the Crows is still in there. I'm still waiting to see Alex Keith's manager, Neil McMullen, who is behind, he's behind closed doors, Neil McMullen. I'm waiting to see him, so haven't got the full green light on Keith yet, but if you're seeing Reid and Power speak, that would most likely be edging towards a Keith deal.
Okay, so we'll get the finer detail of that, and even as we speak, no one queuing outside the room. So, Alex Keith, if that is to go down, they've done incredibly
really well.
Incredibly well, the Bulldogs. They had a plan, and it revolved very simply around bringing in key position players at both ends of the ground, two very good footballers, one long-established in Josh Bruce, one lesser time-wise established in Alex Keith, but at one stage of considerations this year was being talked about in an extended possibility for All-Australian.
Well, I did my team reviews, as I always do each year, Damo, normally with you. I did them with Kane this year. I had three priorities for the Bulldogs. Key position defender, number one.
Yep.
Key position forward, number two.
Yeah.
And if they could get a small, crumbing forward, that would be a bonus.
Yep.
As their third. They've knocked over the two key pillars that they needed.
Yeah. And they've done it on their terms. They've kept, well, we believe, when this finalisation comes through.
No excuses now for the Western Bulldogs. They have everything in place to be a top four side next year. That's how I see them. Now, since the grand final win in 2016, they haven't won a final. They were smashed in the first final this year.
Yep.
They've got everything in place to absolutely be a powerhouse of the competition next year. And this trade period's added to it. So congratulations to them. But with that comes a little bit more pressure on that's the way I see it.
Yeah, and I just love a team that has a plan and then executes. And while it's taken every bit of 23 minutes remaining for the second plank of that plan to be formalised, it's a really good period.
And I'm not saying anything against St Kilda again, but you don't always have to get five. Great that St Kilda's been able to, we think that they'll be able to get that over the line, two to go, obviously, still.
Yeah.
But if you can get a couple that you really think can... improve your side, I think that's exactly what the Bulldogs have done.
Yeah, it looks as though the Keith deal's just requiring a little bit more of an oversight. The three gentlemen we referred to a few moments ago are now back in the room with two other people as well, just dotting I's and crossing T's, I would imagine. Mitch Cleary might bring us more on that.
The managers of Alex Keith, Neil McMullen and Raymond Purcell, they're just ticking off that finalities, but... we'll get the numbers for you in a moment, but Alex Keith, right now, is officially a Western Bulldog.
And we might just stay with you, Mitch. You just got another text there.
Yeah, so the text reads, Alex Keith and the Crows' future third-round pick has been traded to the Bulldogs for 45 and a future second. Mark McGowan telling me that out the back.
Okay, so just back over that, Mitch, can you? 45, it's just currently on the list of offerings trade-wise for the Bulldogs.
So the Dogs get Alex Keith and the Crows' future third. The Crows get 45 and a future second. So basically, the way I read that, just breaking it down, it's basically a future second for Alex Keith.
Yep, okay.
And that's about spot on.
Yeah,